Resonant Truth presents Natural Time, Mayan Astrology for a Modern Age. I'm Lisa Starr. I was raised in the faith of the Mayan sacred calendars. These ancient cycles have been resurrected for a modern audience and called Natural Time, in part because our year of uneven month lengths is, by comparison, really unnatural. I am not here to lead any kind of revolt against the Gregorian calendar, but I do want to bring the Mayan alternative to light, and I want you to know about Mayan astrology, where the passage of time and your birthday within it has deep mystical and magical significance according to indigenous spirituality. I am passionate, I am transparent, and I am emotionally available, if not volatile. And that's because I'm a blue overtone storm. You can find out what you are at resonanttruth.com. Today on the Zolk'in Count is called Red Crystal Dragon, and it is the 12th day of the White Dog Wave Spell. And it is the Crystal Moon, day 15, and it is the beginning of the third week of the Crystal Moon. And the transformation that takes place there. So the crystal moon is pretty agreeable in a bunch of ways, but things can still accelerate, and we are in a finishing stage of the year. And so I would imagine that's what's kind of going to accelerate. I keep referring to this idea of the crystal tone having the quality of resolution, and let's break that down. Like, to resolve things is to really put to rest conflict and turn our attention to this like summation experience, the reflective kind of historic analysis of our recent year in this case, because we are talking about the 13 moon year and being in the crystal tone, or the 12th tone of 13, is so close to the end after a really long odyssey, hundreds of days long. And so we are watching, feeling in our bones, our own story of the cycle of the blue lunar storm year come to a close, to closure. And again, you know, don't fight me on this, the real end of the year is July 24th. And the end of the crystal moon is in a couple of weeks. So you can always push me and say, well, then what is this time after the crystal tone? And I just think of that after a long time experiencing these cycles. And I don't mean that like a braggart, just like I've had to make sort of mental adjustments. Of course, for a decade or two, I would have described the cosmic tone, the 13th tone, as the end of a 13 moon cycle, a 13 day cycle, a 13 year cycle. That is the definition of an ending, the last in the cycle of 13. But I had this really powerful experience last summer of being in the cosmic tone, and it was all amplified by being in a COVID crisis and quarantine. But it wasn't just the, like, oh, the stuckness of the cosmic tone, or the, the way enduring discomfort is a feature of the cosmic tone. And it wasn't that. It was the transcendence of the cosmic tone. The final stage of 13 to me is really the after, what would you call that? The afterbirth, the I always remind myself of, like, when you leave the movie theater after an incredible film, you can't just walk right back into your life. You can't get into the groove that you went into the theater with once more, because you have been changed by an experience of art and beauty and emotion. And so everything is really sparkly or grief-stricken, but there's this way that you transcend your normal life and reality by being infused with the story of the cinema that's still running through you. That's what I experienced last summer. and for 4 weeks, for 28 days. And I was really marveling at the difference that that isn't really involved in the year's action, the story that was told, the journey that was taken, but instead it's this spacious integration and just being maybe spellbound in some ways. You know, I always try to define here that to say spellbound in our vernacular sounds kind of wondrous, but there are lots of dark enchantments that have a place in natural time that we have to grapple with. Dark magic and its hold on us as well. So to be in the place of wonder, or, you know, kind of that lost in a transcendent space, can also include processing hardship, integrating grief. So I can't make a prediction about the cosmic moon that we'll walk through soon in a couple of weeks, but I am still suggesting that right now we can still look around us and see the events of our lives really strongly being about connection to the year that has been. And I think next moon, that will still exist, but it'll feel more and more ethereal or ephemeral. Like we'll be drifting into that cosmic place, one with the cosmos. So again, in this crystal moon that we are completing in another 14 days, essentially, but this next 7 days should have some kind of warp speed motif, which is what happens when we churn through the emotional watery direction of the West and the medicine wheel. We are coming into full closure of, I'm being repetitive, but I'm not telling any stories. So it is a crystal day in the crystal moon. This is the second one that we've had, and there'll be a third. So can learn a lot when we have this doubling of energy. The wave spell of 13 days and 13 moons coincides to create amplified crystal energy. So I'm talking a lot about it so that you can walk right into this day and get the information download that teaches you what the crystal tone means and feels like. And I'm kind of excited about it. Again, I'm having my synchronicity that my father, who is crystal, is having a big crystal moon, and I'm part of it. It's kind of fun to be included in your parents' process, which I think happens more and more as they age, not because they maybe need you as much, but because the process is like illness and death, and you can't not talk about that stuff in most families. Anyway, I mean, I suppose that it could all be not discussed, but we're having those discussions about my stepmother's illness, and God, one day it'll be about someone's death. So again, I'm aware that my father loves to resolve things. He loves to cooperate. He doesn't like conflict. He likes... He gets so frustrated when there are things that will, let me explain it this way, like my personality being the blue overtone storm is that I can always blow another window open or a door down. Like there's always emotional volatility that I can access. And the more denial that is around and the more sublimating and suffocating the behavior of the people in my life, which was a distinct part of my upbringing and my family, the more I'm going to explode from that kind of forced tension. I'm all about relieving tension explosively. So there is such a kind of face-off between me and my crystal-toned father. And we're both portals, which is kind of cool. When I realized that some time ago, I started to have more respect for my dad. Well, I mean, he's a portal. That's kind of cool. And that's a bond that we can share. And it felt like kind of a, you know, neener and neener at my mom, who loves this calendar and was the originator in our family. I mean, they were long divorced, but I mean, she's the pioneer of this teaching in my lineage. And it just seems like a sick burn that she's not a portal and we are. But I'm kind of just in the awareness that you can really watch a crystal person in their tone and learn the rudimentary and most authentic parts of the experience, which is that if at all possible, calm things, still things. I mean, that felt terrible when I was growing up in so many instances. But here I am as an adult looking at him in his birth astrology and being like, oh, I get it. That's what he's about. I asked him, like, are you having any emotional fallout about your wife having had a stroke and being, you know, in the hospital and rehabilitating in the hospital for weeks to come? And he's, well, not so far. So, Crystal, and let's pivot. I am remembering that the red earth wave spell seemed really fast to me. And maybe that's because it's like driving a car, you know, it gets you somewhere faster. But the white dog wave spell, it's been long. It's been a long one. It's really stretched. And I've watched some people in their love affair, like realities where the white dog has been all about like reunions and feeling really great in a romantic love scenario. And I've been stoked for them. Like, I'm all, yeah, you're right there. You're right there in the heart of it, as it were. You're doing it. You got this. This is really the meaning and the thing we would wish most for, maybe in a white dog wave spell experience, is to actually have that loving bond with another. But it can happen all different ways, which I talked about last podcast. And I wanted to report, which I didn't figure out until the spectral day yesterday, but I'm like, oh shoot, everything I went through made me realize that I have more self-love than when we began. And in fact, I may have spoken about this last white dog wave spell was 260 days ago, right? But it was in the blue lunar storm year. And it's possible that I actually spoke and experienced that and would have talked about it here, because it sounds familiar to me. Like, oh, the white dog wave spell came and what I learned was how to have greater self-love. That sounds really like, does she need more? It's not like an ego feed, though. It's a pure, pure transformation. A little bit of my episodic shame and self-loathing and suicidal ideation, which just means not like, what, how am I going to do it? But more like, I got to get off this planet soon. Let's wrap this lifetime up pretty soon. Those attacks, those dark energy attacks of self-loathing or external loathing coming in through my filters and lighting me up like a Christmas tree with self-doubt, self-loathing, all those things, shame spiral. There's been, you know, I had an energetic attack where I felt very much like I was being hated, you know, and trolled in real time. But I made it through and had another little wave of, well, that stuck with me. It stopped being about like the particular people that might have, you know, vibed me that way. And it just encompassed anyone. I felt like, no, I don't, my heart can't open. It's not broken, but it's made of stone. Like, I can't take the fortress away from my heart after this recent relapse into feeling unwelcomed, unwanted, I am just going to keep the wall up. And then there was a moment when it was in White Solar Mirror that day, which I guess was on Thursday. And, you know, I got past a certain part of it where I had sort of begged and pleaded with my, you know, divinity. Like, I can tell that I have a wall, but it's like I have no autonomy over the wall. So could I just not have the wall? Because I recognize this is an artificial structure imposed over my open heart, and my open heart is sort of my natural state of being, and this way of being walled off was developed very, very young. But I have gotten rid of a lot of the bricks, as it were. And so to have it all like full scale harden and cut off and unwilling to take risks and unable to feel affection, you know, in some parts of my life it's intact, but I've been thinking of a certain instance. I just couldn't feel anything, and I asked for help, and it came on White Solar Mirror. And I want to say that that day had this whole other orientation where I talked about the coyote experience, and last podcast was this long story about the coyotes that I observed in nature as my dogs like were chasing them. And in the aftermath of that, a day later, my littlest dog, Violet, was still sneezing because she clearly had a foxtail from the wild ride, you know, running through the marsh after the feral dogs. She went, you know, through way too much dry grass. And I was just like, well, here's White Solar Mirror. We are going to the ER, the vet ER. And it's going to cost a shitload of money. And it's going to be a terrible place to visit, the vet pet hospital. I mean, I don't know if there's like a worse place that you can go. And in the aftermath, she did get a foxtail pulled out of her face, her nose, and I spent the whole day in this very otherworldly witnessing what my life and my little dog's lives are like without this one shining star that is my smallest bulldog, who is such a pure flame of joy and love. I look at her like, what a gift for me. And then without, I'm aware that she's like a mirror of me if you took all the trauma history away because she's a little inappropriate. She's a little over, she's like an unboundaried oversharer, you know? And so she's adorable and perfect to me, but other people are like, it's a little much. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's me. That's me. That's me without the shame layers. So on White Solar Mirror, she went away. And they said, you know, because she's a bulldog, we have to say that when we do this 5-minute surgery, the anesthetics are hardest on this breed. And she was in there for 9 hours for this 5 minutes. And so the entire 9 hours, I had wave after wave of, did she not make it? Did she not make it? Like, she was in line for a very small surgery behind. They said on White Solar Mirror that they were just really inundated with critical cases. Isn't that heartbreaking? The pet hospital on the White Solar Mirror day was a very heavy day for hurt animals. I'm just sucks. So Violet got in line and she was fine, but I had the whole day to notice what our lives would be like without her. And then to really, because it was White Solar Mirror, because I do my own astrology, to just be like, oh yeah, this is totally the kind of day that could take her from me. And then I would have to just accept the sacrifice as a gateway to God. Like, I had to tell myself that story the whole day because that's real. Like, I wasn't trying to, like, you know, worst case scenario. I had to accept my belief system that White Mirror days are about sacrifice. And what ended up happening was that I had lost her for the day and got to see, you know, what it's like to have light. provided to me by this animal. And it kind of helped me understand when we get to the yellow spectral sun day, which was yesterday, Sunday, the wave breaks in the white dog wave spell in the antipode. I hope you know that by now. The spectral day is always the opposite day from where we start. There are relationships between the tribes that are opposite based on our fingers and toes. White dog is the right thumb. Yellow sun is the left thumb. They're 10 digits apart and they're 10 days apart. And so when the wave broke on Sunday, yellow spectral sun, it liberated the light and the heat. It's actually super hot where I am. And I felt that, like, the way a dog's love, or humans loving like dogs in their mammalian heart, the way that is balanced is with light. I mean, the really obvious metaphor is, like, yeah, you see what happens when you have loving mammalian connection and bonding with dark people that are, you know, inundated with versions of demonism, you know, disease, alcoholism, addictions, whatever, metaphors for darkness, possessions, you know, like, they're not themselves. When we fall in love with those people, it can be a painful ride. But if love is, I don't know, lighthearted, it's not that we don't take it seriously, but it is healthier and brighter when the light comes in. So, sort of going in circles here, but I think I just wanted to mention, finally, in some white solar mirror, that I also got it, that lesson I was sort of starting with, which is, I don't think I'm a terrible person. I have some people that reminded me that they think I am, but it helped me differentiate to go through all that darkness. Like, I don't know. I mean, is it terrible to send flowers to someone who has cancer that you care about? Maybe not. So, let's see. This is all really spectral, and I'm owning that I'm recording on yellow spectral sun. So you're just getting a lot of loose ends and kind of languidness. And also, it's just a little bit, not that I'm falling apart, but the linear nature of what I'm trying to tell you is a little loose. And also, just to bring back that we have like 5 more days of the deep Mercury retrograde, the center, the spacious 3 weeks that everyone kind of holds on to as the Mercury retrograde dates. And then we'll have a couple more weeks of the after effects of that. And there'll be some correlation between finishing the crystal moon and starting the cosmic moon and the post retrograde shadow phase. But it is hard to communicate right now, and a lot of things break down, like my dog. You know, you just spend more money. I said that before, and I have to say it aloud here because it just makes it easier. Like, oh, I'm spending more money in the retrograde because things are breaking now. But it doesn't mean that, you know, I don't have to be upset that I'm spending more money on things that break now, because they could be breaking all year and it wouldn't feel as severe. But Mercury retrograde is like a third of the time. So there's just more to replace and repair. And the financial burden is obvious. I remember when Violet started sneezing, I was just like, okay, what is that? Was that like $1,000 dog walk that morning? It was a $550 dog walk. But I would pay a lot more for her to be safe. So it ends up not mattering. And so we have this retrograde experience of communication challenge and technology challenge. And everyone's patience with themselves and their experience in this time is great. The other thing that I find, you know, always curious about the retrograde, and I'll try to tie that in here to Mayan astrology, is just like what happens in retrograde stays in retrograde, right? Like that's what's hard to know. I talked about that about Blue Monkey, where you're just like, okay, in a Blue Monkey day, it doesn't seem like things take hold. They're always illusory, and a Blue Monkey wave spell, it can be a lot of fun. Blue Monkey time can be a lot of fun, but if someone's like, oh my God, I really want to work with you, and I think you're so great, and I want to brand you, and I want you to be like a best-selling writer. Okay, that did happen to me. You can just listen and go, la, 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 because like, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen under the Blue Monkey watch. And so I have that same curiosity about the retrograde, you know, like some reappearing personalities. And it's like really nice. Like, oh, look, it's kind of back. You're back? Question mark. And then the recognition that I don't, it's not like I'm cynical or defeatist or, you know, a naysayer, but I just really am positioned myself as watch and see and wait and see. If it still exists in 5 days, 7 days, 3 weeks, okay. But if it balloons up in retrograde, I'm going to have to wait and be watchful. So maybe that is something you have also to manage in your life. Let's go through the coming days. We'll finish the white dog wave spell tomorrow, which would be Monday, sometime in June, the 14th. It'll be white cosmic wind, the last day of the white dog wave spell. And then we start a new wave spell on Tuesday. That's blue magnetic night. And then the blue night wave spell is somewhat challenged by the second day, which is yellow lunar seed. That's a portal day. I really hope it is. I don't have a Zolkin in my home that's unpacked. I have this Zolkin quilt that I made, and I just really need it up, unpacked and up, because it's the only way I ever remember the like vague portal days that are. Is yellow lunar seed? Yes, because white magnetic wind is also a portal day. Wait a minute. That's white magnetic wind. That's coming along. Just, I'm not rewinding, but no, never. That's a portal day, but that's in the future. Yellow lunar seed is a portal day, and that's Tuesday. And no, it's Wednesday. I should rewind. So what I want to say is that we finish up here in Red Crystal Dragon. You can see that the last stage of the White Dog wave spell is nurturing. Like the arrival point, the resolution of the White Dog wave spell is the loving mother entity, the lap we all need to rest in, the place we can always, you know, find the ultimate warmth and connection. That's the end of love. That's how love stops, finally. You know, mammalian love, when it is in its final stages, it's that blessed. I want to just backtrack very quickly and say, well, I noticed it was a blue storm day, right? On Friday, blue planetary storm. I've known this for a long time. And so the manifestation of white dog, of mammalian love, of heart-centered loyalty is the transformation of a storm. So let that be part of your reality. If you follow this calendar and you're sort of categorizing the relational, romantic love, the familial love, the mammalian love in your life, just remember that its point of manifestation, its greatest achievement, acclaim, before the wave breaks, is what the storm represents. Getting rid of denial, breaking free, powerful energies, force of nature. And then here, yes, we come to its closure, its crystal ending, and then we'll feel this transition next on Monday, the transit of the cosmic tone taking us toward Blue Night, the wave spell, which I will be so happy to talk about when we next meet. And the cosmic day, you can practice for the cosmic moon, how it feels like the ending of White Dog and the beginning of Blue Night, you know, the amalgam of both of those. It's a great vibe. I'm Lisa Starr. I am another yourself. And in Mayan, we say, in Lakesh.